Blog Talk Radio. Hey guys, it's your girl Miss P, and you are now in tuned. We're gonna be kicking in with the Juice tonight, and I'm super excited because he's been on the show before. So this is really a good opportunity to say that maybe Miss P is not that bad because he's back to keep us in tune about all his new projects and all the things that he has going on. So without further ado, let's bring forth the unstoppable force named Juice McCain. Hey Juice, how you doing?
I'm good, love. How are you?
Good, good, good. Just so like enthused that you even like decided to come back to talk to us to keep us, in tune to all your new things that you have going on.
Oh man, I gotta do it. I gotta do it. You know I rock with you the long way, so you know I gotta do it.
Absolutely. And let me say publicly, I apologize about last night. Someone hit my brand new car.
Oh, that's a
So,
problem. That's really a
yeah.
problem.
Thank you. Thank you. So you can understand the devastation.
Man, that's a problem. That's man, brand new at that.
Yes, 2013. But anyway, enough of me. Let's talk about Juice. Let's
Man,
So Juice, tell us, what has been going on since we last spoke to you?
it's a lot. It's a lot, man. I've been kind of tied down in the studio probably the last 6 to 8 months. You know what I'm saying? Been out in LA working on the album and working on my last mixtape to the whole American Me, campaign. I've just been working, man. Like I said, we're about to drop this mixtape here July 1st. We're going to drop my official single shortly after. And of course, man, I'm about to hit the road, man, to go out there and see the people. So, I really been, super, super busy.
Absolutely. I can say that for a fact because every time you turn around, Juice has something coming out. And it's not like to put anyone down, but he's dedicated. Every time you turn around, there's another mixtape dropping.
And I mean, gotta do it, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, of course, man, I gotta stay very fan orientated. You know what I'm saying? Especially people who really support my movement and really what I'm about. So it's only right for me, man, to keep quality music at their table, as well as quality videos and things like that. So we just totally grinding across the board,
Absolutely. So are there any new people that's added to the team or any new people that's added to, collab on the tracks at all?
Oh yeah, of course. Like I said, I was out there in LA, for about 6 to 8 months working on this project. Of course, I got my man Mars from 1500 to Nothing. I mean, he's such a great, talent to work with. He produced for T.I., of course, Chris Brown. The list just goes on. My man Drummer Boy, of course. Drummer Boy, he got hits left and right, up and down the board. You know what I mean? Shout out to him. Got a lot of work from him. My guy Prince, features coming. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna let too many cats out the bag because I want people to really, really, be like shocked what's really coming. But I got some major, major people on this project, and I really, really got some major people on the single. So it's gonna be a hot summer, man.
Right. Absolutely. So, it was a lot of people. It's like, oh, you're gonna be talking to Juice McCain, and I'm like, yes, I am. If you missed him the first time, definitely tune in this time. And, the thing about it is people, I have a question that a person wanted to know, and if it's okay, I'll ask the question.
Yeah, off top.
Okay, great. So they wanted to know, like, what challenges have you had to face in your chosen career in terms of, like, because, people are saying that, you walked up to the game, not what people are saying, that's actual fact, but you walked up to the game. And now people want to know, like, what are you doing? Are you guys are doing anything together or, where you guys stand on that?
Game, like, you know what I'm saying? Well, for people who don't know, people who do know, my whole introduction to this particular industry, came from game. The first couple years of my career, man, it was just like, a basic learning process. You know what I'm saying? Like, like I said, going on the road with him, meeting different people, a lot of the artists that I've met, like, people like Nas and Kanye, all came from when they was working on his particular project and them just kind of taking a liking to me being a new, fresh face out there and coming with a, creative music. But because I was so attached to game, like, for like so long, I felt like I couldn't blossom into my own. So I personally, keyword me, I personally felt in order for me to spread my wings and really become the artist that I wanted to become, I had to really fall back a little bit and grow. You know what I'm saying? Like, me and Game got a lot of records. a lot of things in the works, but I just felt like I had to really separate myself so I can come into my own. And, you know, at first, you know, I think people looked at that kind of like, oh, is there some type of riff, or, you know, is he, you know, not rocking with Game? Like, nah, none of that. Game is my big bro. You know what I mean? Bar none, and I will say this now, you know, again, I am the heir to the Black Wall Street dynasty, and that will never change. You know what I'm saying? I am, you know what I'm saying, the next up from that realm. But it's just when you know the level that you want to get to, and you know the responsibility to where you want to take it, and that's taking it to a step further to where he did, you know, it's up to you as an individual to really, really prepare yourself. So, you know, basically, you know, stating that is just, I personally just took some time to grow me to really become who I wanted to become. And, you know, he really understood that. So now, like I said, man, we got to, you know, of course he's on the new tape, he's on the new album and things like that. So, it you know, everything is solid. But it's just, I wanted to be, you know, more than really where I was at. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Another question that was, you know, asked from a listener was, are you planning on doing any type of movies, you know, starting the clothing line, which I did answer that because I've been on your site and it looks amazing, by the way. And I let her know that you do have T-shirts and stuff for sale.
Yeah. Well, it's crazy that just you even bring up both of those, because actually at this particular moment right now, you know, I'm not going to let the cat out the bag fully, but there's a movie that's going to be being shot here, I want to say early winter. It's called The Larry Davis Story, about the American gangster named Larry Davis from Harlem. My guy, his name is Anderson Villa, actually, you know, they got the rights and everything to that movie. They just got the budget up out there in Hollywood, and they're about to go shooting. I know, I want to say Mekhi Phife, a couple other people are really involved with the project. So I did get a role in that particular movie that we'll be shooting, like I said, starting in the winter. And as far as the whole merchandise situation goes, yeah, right now, man, we got the TEA merchandise really, really booming. You know what I'm saying? We got the hoodies, we got the tank tops, you know what I'm saying? We got the other tank tops for the women and things like that. So if anybody interested, just make sure you log on to www.juicemccain.com. You can check it all the way out.
That's right, because I was on there earlier. Like, wow, nice, nice. So
you know what? I gotta send you a gift box though, just for always being sweet. So I gotta send you a personalized gift box.
Thank you. Don't make me cry, Juice. Don't make me cry. I'm sensitive. But so speaking back a little bit, I know you can't let the cat out too much of the movie, but the role that you're gonna play, can you just let us know that, you know, is this a role that kind of like fits Juice, or is it just a role?
No, I mean, you know, of course, I'm doing some dialogue. It's just basically, you know, I'm one of the, how can I say it? I'm one of the runners in the movie, basically, that used to work under Larry Davis. You know, like I said, you know, this everything from music, everything to movies, you know, everything is a process. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, things don't happen overnight. You just got to really nurture your opportunity and grow it to get it to its maximum potential. So like I said, you know, with me getting this, you know, piece in this movie, it's just a good stepping stone in the right career. You know, I mean, the right pathway for a shot in the whole movie thing career.
Absolutely. So that's just exciting. I can't wait. So tell us a little bit about, you know, your new mixtape that's dropping in June.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about that. Mm-hmm.
Like I said, it's called American Me for the Process. It's going to be the last installment of my American Me 4 campaign. It's something that I really, really needed, like really, really wanted to put out. It's something that, you know, people really, really think that this music thing, or just any type of goal that people have, think it's just an overnight success, man. You know, everything is like a work in progress. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, everything starts with a plan and follow through with the execution. And, you know, I speak, again, I touch on a lot of topics, you know what I'm saying? I touch on a lot of topics about, you know, people questioning me and Game's relationship, you know, where is that at, you know, about how do I feel seeing some of my peers, you know what I'm saying? Like, prime example, Kendrick Lamar, you know, the first person that I met whenever I went to L.A., you know, was Kendrick Lamar, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I came up in the ranks with him, and to really see him prosper like that is a good, amazing feeling, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, he comes from that same stable that I did. But, I mean, it's just a real, real intimate mixtape, you know what I'm saying, that really, really shows where I was, where I'm at, and where I'm about to take it before I get to the debut album, The Commitment.
Right, absolutely. And the next question would be, do you have any other hidden talents? And this one, this lady wanted me to let you know who she was. And her name is Anna Mel. And basically she just wanted to know, you know, do you have any other hidden talents as far as just, you know, being sexy? Just, you know, as far as from, like, taking it, well, we already know you sexy, but what else do you do? Like,
you know, Anna, I appreciate that, Miss Anna. You know, I'm low key handsome. You know, I keep it humble. You know, but you know, of course, you know, outside of doing music, you know what I'm saying, I'm very nice at basketball. You know what I'm saying, I used to hoop. You know, also, I'm just a good dude. You know, period, point blank. You know, I try to become a better artist, a better person, a better friend every day. Man, I got a lot of talents, Miss Anna. I gotta keep it honest, baby. I got a lot of talents.
I know, right? A lot of talents all bundled up in one. How do people deal with these juice?
You know what? Honestly, like, I mean, people deal with me on that day-to-day basis, man, because I'm just a very, very cool, you know, cool cat. You know what I'm saying? I like to win. I like to work. You know what I'm saying? And I just like to do positive shit. So that's what it is.
Absolutely. So this one is the last question from a listener, and basically she wanted to know, and I don't know, you don't have to answer this, but she wanted to know if you're in a relationship.
No, actually, I'm not in a. You know what's crazy? Let me keep it honest. I suffer. I wonder if, you know, I think dating me would be super hard. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I understand the traveling and, you know what I'm saying, just, you know, always just on the grind and working, and, you know, it takes a strong woman to really, you know, date somebody or love somebody like me. You know what I mean? And because I'm focused so much at this particular moment, I don't think that I could give a woman, you know, that honest respect that she would need at this particular time. So out of respect, not even just for myself but for the woman, you know what I'm saying, I kind of, you know, let that be known. Like, I don't think at the moment, you know what I'm saying, that I could balance a relationship and achieve all the things I want to do at this particular moment. But you never know, though. I don't know. Some lady might come in here and sweep me off my feet. I don't know.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
You know, the next time we do an interview, I don't know, I might say I'm engaged or something. We'll figure it out.
You never know. You never know. So, yeah. You've got these ladies, you know.
I do want to say to all the ladies out there, though, I am young, I am handsome, I am very sweet, I am a gentle soul. So, you know, if y'all is up to the task, you know what I'm saying? I mean, hey, I'm around.
Exactly. If you think you can handle it, you know, make sure you get it in writing and get it notarized, Juice. Because there's so many people that say, hey, I can handle it. But then as soon as the heat come on, it's a whole nother issue. So definitely get it in writing and get it notarized. So, anywho, do you ever get tired of all the attention, though, Juice, and just want some peace and quiet?
You know what? That's what actually I do every day is try to balance out. You know what I'm saying? Well, I'm not going to say every day, but, you know, one thing that I've learned within this particular process is I do try to take a little bit of personal time for myself from everything that's kind of going on. You know, I try to at least maybe 2 days out the month just to kind of just have, you know, a me day where, you know, I don't do no music, no interviews, you know what I'm saying? I just really relax myself, you know, relax my mind, relax my body, and refocus. You know what I'm saying? I think that's very, very important to any man or any woman's success. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm human. You know, everybody just gets tired. The mind gets tired. The body gets tired. So I think that it's very, very imperative that, you know, us as people who grind and set out to achieve our goals, that we at least take out a day or two to heal your mind and body.
Absolutely. Well said. Well said. That is so true. And I'm learning that because I think that, you know, focus can be a good and a bad thing. It could cripple you if you're not careful of how to, you know, be focused,
right,
but to retract at the same time, knowing, you know, when to throw the towel in is important.
Right.
So I definitely
right.
understand that. Definitely understand that. So, Juice, I want to know, since the last mixtape, how has the reception been with people? Because it seems like everyone and their mama is, like, retweeting Juice McCain on the Intune show. So it has to be, like, this amazing feeling to know that people receive you that way.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I mean, I think that, you know, the whole American Me campaign really, really, you know, helped me build a foundation for you know, to interact with, like, people who really didn't know me. Like I said, you know, a lot of people know me just off the base of having a relationship with Game and getting that opportunity of being the black, you know, the heir to the Black Wall Street Dynasty, excuse me. But I think now, you know, with me standing on my own too, you know what I mean, people are really, really starting to understand me as a person. You know what I'm saying? I think, you know, they're really listening to the different, you know, records I got going on, you know, talking about personal situations. You know, I think that they're really starting to buy into me as an individual. And I think that's pretty big. You know what I mean? Like, I had a kid the other day from Montana shoot an email to the Juice McCain site, man, and, you know, dude told me that his uncle is from Ohio and he has cancer. And he sent, like, literally, like, it kind of touched me ASAP, so I ended up reaching out or whatever, and dude sent the email where dude was really, like, in the hospital, you know what I'm saying? He had his medicine, and he had the whole catalog of my American Me mixtapes by his bedside. So,
oh, wow.
It really,
oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, you know, just to know that, like, you know, when people go through happy situations or to even know that my God is out there really, really holding on to his life and trying to, you know, get better, it just felt good that, you know what I'm saying, you know, a little bit of positivity, you know what I'm saying, you know, came to him from you know, rocking out to me in my tape. So that's just like a big, big accomplishment right there, you know?
Absolutely, that is amazing, and I commend you, and I'm reaching out and embracing you right now for even taking the time to, you know, get in touch with him directly yourself, you know, because a lot of people, they don't know what that means, like, when they started out and before their careers excelled, they don't know how to reach back.
Yeah,
so
let me just say this, like I said, again, shout out to, his name is Tim. You know what I mean? Shout out to the homie Tim out there, man. Like I said, who's fighting cancer, homie. You know what I'm saying? Prayers up. You know what I'm saying? Coming from TEA, Black Wall Street, and Juice McCain himself. Like I said, man, I support you, support me. And, you know, anything that, you know, we can do on our end, you know what I'm saying, to help your situation go a little bit easier, bro. You guys know the number. You know the email. Let us know. But prayers up, brother, and get well.
Absolutely. That was amazing. So, Juice, tell everybody where they can find you and what date this mixtape is dropping, because I'm going to be tweeting that thing like crazy.
Man, I appreciate you, love. Like I said, make sure y'all follow me on Twitter at IamJuice. You know what I'm saying? As well as make sure you follow me on Instagram, which is Instagram at Juice McCain. And you can, you know, always log on to JuiceMcCain.com, get all the websites. I mean, get all the mixtapes from American Me 1 to American Me 3. Right now, we just dropped a little viral vlog with me, Drummer Boy, Prince, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, a couple of people from the TEA, Black Wall Street Camp. And we're going to drop the American Me 4, The Process, on July 1st. So starting July 1st to that July 4th weekend, we're about to turn up 5 notches. We're coming to a city near you, and we're going to make it happen.
Absolutely, Juice. Thank you so much for always being amazing and just doing what you do. Because without people like you out here reaching back and just giving out good music and good vibes, you know, what would this music world really be? It'd be so drab. So thank you for, you know, making it something that is a passion so others can gain. Thank you, Juice, for being amazing.
Man, I totally appreciate you, love. It's always a blessing for you to have me. Like I said, if you can, shoot me the information so I can make sure we get you a little care package out for some hoodies and some tank tops, man, and you know, so we can hold you down out there.
Absolutely. I'll send it over to Natty Celebs, and they can hand it over to you, if that's cool.
I appreciate that, love.
Okay, thank you so much, Juice. Have a good night.
Off top. Look.
Yay, guys. So that was Juice McCain. I love, love, love him secretly. But is it a secret anymore that I just said it? So definitely go and check out Juice at juicemccain.com. Like I said, I love the website. It's very, you know, like laid out where you can see everything. The mixtape is dropped. So be sure to follow him on Twitter at IamJuice. And again, on Facebook, Instagram, just throw him in the Google and everything that you want to know about Juice McCain will pop up. For those who tuned in for the first time, I hope it's not your last. And for those who continue to support the Intune show, I just want to say I love and appreciate you. So until tomorrow night, where we will be doing sports with Diva J and Altitude. You babies have a good evening, and best and most of all, stay in tuned. And like I said, tune in with Juice because he's the bestest. Shout out to Nat Lisa Labs. Bye, babies.
That's what the motion.